In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Conscience is not a subject that you hear talked about much in our culture anymore. Most of you, when you were kids, probably saw the Disney movie Pinocchio. And when you're a kid and you watch that, you don't really pay much attention to really the message that's trying to be conveyed, although I think the message does seep through a young child's head to some extent. But that whole story is all about conscience and making moral decisions. But unless you watch old movies, you hardly ever hear the word even used anymore. And when it is used, it's not used in the classical sense of it being an inner voice that tells you right and wrong. In the epistle reading today, it picked up from the reading that we were talking about last week. And in this reading, St. Paul talks about conscience. It begins with Romans chapter 2, verse 12. For as many as have sinned without law shall perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. St. Paul is here speaking about those who have the written law versus those who don't have the written law but nevertheless have a law, as he talks about later on. He's specifically talking about the moral law, not the ceremonial law of the Old Testament, which was something that was for a particular time and place. The moral law of God you hear about before Moses got the law from God on Mount Sinai, and you hear about it all the way through the New Testament. But what he's saying is that the Jews are going to be judged by the law that they've been given, but the Gentiles are going to be judged apart from that written law, but they will be judged by the moral law of God. Verses 13, 14, and 15 are a parenthetical statement. So in other words, verse 12 makes a statement that he picks up in verse 16, but then he's got three verses of a parenthetical statement that he's making to elaborate on what he just said in verse 12. He says, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another." So even though the Gentiles did not up to that time generally have any familiarity with the law of Moses, they had the moral law of God written on their hearts. They had their conscience as a witness to that law. Now when we speak about conscience, what we mean by that is that there's an inner voice in us. We all have had that experience where we're thinking about doing something, but then there's a voice in us that's saying, no, you can't do that. And you kind of want to argue back and forth, well, is it okay or is it not okay? And you try to come up maybe with justification as to why it's okay, but that voice is still telling you no. And if you're doing the right thing, you're going to listen to that voice. But if you choose to do the wrong thing, you're going to ignore it. In the scriptures, we're told that we're born with a conscience and that our conscience can be good, pure, enlightened and informed, but it also can be weak, uninformed, unenlightened, and even worse than that, it can be darkened, seared with a hot iron, and it can even be called an evil conscience. So not all of our consciences are speaking with the same level of clarity, but all of us were born with a conscience. Our guardian angels speak to us through our conscience. Our guardian angels are given to us when we become a Christian, when we're baptized, and they're constantly trying to speak to us if we will only listen. And the conscience is the sounding board that they're speaking through. That's the line that they're communicating with us. And if we listen to that voice, our guardian angel will be with us and constantly guiding us into a more perfect walk with Christ. But if we ignore that conscience, then we grieve our guardian angels and that voice becomes fainter and fainter. On the day of judgment, the scriptures tell us that the books will be opened and that we will be judged by what's written in those books. And the fathers tell us that among the books that will be opened is the book of our conscience. Our conscience will be laid bare for all to see, and it will testify whether we obeyed the voice of our conscience or whether we ignored it. Also, when Christ speaks about those who ultimately will go to hell for all eternity, he speaks of it as a place where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And Blessed Theophylact says that this undying worm is the voice of the conscience. So if you choose to ignore the voice of your conscience in this life, then you will have it accusing you for all eternity, and that will be the undying worm that will torment you. The next verse after that is verse 16, but as I said, we've just had three verses of a parenthetical statement, so to really understand the last verse in this reading, you have to read verse 12. So I'll read verse 12 and then verse 16. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. So the day will come when all of our secrets will be known, and we will be judged according to the gospel of Christ. Often people ask, what about those that have never heard the gospel? Well, St. Paul addressed that here, because he says that those that have never heard the gospel, that they've never heard a word of Scripture, they're still born with the moral law written on their hearts. How that judgment in any given case will happen for any person like that, it's not for us to say. We're told by St. Paul in 1 Corinthians that God will judge those outside the church, but we can say for sure that nobody is going to get injustice from God. On the day of judgment, when we see people being judged, we're not going to be thinking, well, man, God was way over the top on that one. I don't know what he was thinking. We are going to all know that God's judgment was righteous and true. We're told in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1, verse 9, that Christ is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Everyone who's ever been born has been given some measure of light by Christ, and we will be judged according to that light. The point that St. Paul is making in this section of Romans is that the Jews were not in any special advantage over the Gentiles merely because they had the written law. In fact, they had the greater responsibility. They had more to answer for on the day of judgment. And that's also true for us. We have not only the Old Testament, but we have the New Testament. We have the whole life of Christ, the Gospels, the Epistles, everything available to us, the teachings of the church. There's so much available to us to guide us, to teach us how to be Christ-like and to live a Christian life. And so on the day of judgment, we will have no excuse if we've not made any use of that. And it's not necessarily even just what we know that we will be judged by, but what we could have known. We can choose to be willfully ignorant of the truth because we really don't want to have to do it. We don't want to read about the faith because then we might be obligated to actually live by it. That's not going to lighten your judgment when you had that available to you. And so we need to not just be hearers of the Scriptures, but also doers, because it's not the hearers that are going to be justified, but those that do what the Scriptures tell us to do. And so if we would be justified, we have to listen to our conscience. We have to inform it by reading the Scriptures, reading the writings of the saints. We have to constantly repent of our failure to keep the law of God, the moral law, and by faith receive the power to keep it more perfectly so we can become what God intended us to be, which is men and women created in his image and likeness. Amen.